trumpets blaring. Dennis Rodman with bigger news in North Korea than its recent nuclear test. Our dear Kim Jong-un and his wife, Gush, the announcer, watched the basketball match with Rodman. And it wasn't just basketball. There was a tour of a dolphin aquarium, ice rink, and last night, a private dinner with Kim that apparently involved more than eating. A producer from Rodman's sponsor, Vice Magazine, tweeting, "So Kim Jong-un just got the Vice crew wasted. No, really, that happened."
I love him. I love the guy's awesome.
Awesome? Kim parties while his citizens starve, and he has repeatedly threatened the United States with destruction and has the material for enough nuclear bombs to make good on that threat. And Dennis Rodman is our only direct contact?
Is Dennis Rodman the man right now who knows more about Kim Jong-un than any American?
He is that man. There is nobody at the CIA who could tell you more personally about Kim Jong-un than Dennis Rodman. And that in itself is scary.
But the State Department has no plans to reach out to the bad boy of basketball, stating with a straight face today,
"He's never been a player in a diplomacy."
Here's a man who has had dinner with one of the most threatening men in the whole world, and they don't even want to talk to him. That's ridiculous.
The State Department did say that while there are no plans to reach out to Rodman, if he wanted to call them, maybe, they wouldn't refuse the call. So perhaps we will see Rodman and Secretary of State John Kerry at a basketball game together in the near future, Diane.
Curiouser and curiouser. Thank you so much, Martha Raddatz.